Well, good morning, children. Good morning. That was pretty good. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good.
Doing well? Okay, how many of you have this book or know this book? About this book? Boy, not too many. I think it'd be good to have one. There's a lot of good stories in here. And the stories are about bees. And these bees, some of these bees have some pretty deep stings. It's not like one that would get on your face and give you and sting you. But this sting goes deeper than what that sting does. So this is a story about what all happened is these two children, their mother got real sick, and so the dad had to take her mom to the hospital, and she ended up being there for a couple of weeks. So her dad took the children to their grandpa and grandma's. So they got to stay there for 2 weeks, and boy, were they so happy. But they were really sad that their mom was in the hospital. They cried when they left. And so while they were at grandma's every night, she would tell them a bee story. And these stories, can anybody think of any bee stories? Maybe nothing that I'm going to. The one I'm going to read is about be obedient. Okay? Now maybe you know some other ones. Be honest. Be truthful. Be kind. I think Teddy knows some of them, doesn't he? Jeffrey. So anyways, this story is about being obedient. There's a verse in Proverbs that says, as an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is the wise reprover upon an obedient ear. So someone that tells their child, no, don't go there, stay away from there, don't go on there, might break through. You are a wise reprover is like someone that has a very good ear that listens. And I know Josh talked a lot about standing firm. And in this story, they're going to talk about one thing that this little girl did. She stood firm. And I'm going to read this story, then I'll have another verse at the end. This is about being obedient. I have something to show you, said Grandma after breakfast the next morning. Come with me. Oh, a little calf, exclaimed Don a moment later. Isn't he cute? Cried Joyce. Look how wobbly his legs are. What's his name, Grandma? Grandma says he's not going to bother naming him when he has two bright grandchildren here, answered Grandma, smiling. Does he mean that we can name him? Does the calf mean that we can name him? Yes, said Grandma. He means just that. Oh, Don, cried Joyce. What shall we call him? I think Bruno is a nice name, said Don. So do I, so we'll call him Bruno, agreed Joyce. I wonder if he would let me pet him, said Don, gently touching the calf on his small white nose. The little fellow tossed his head and wobbled over to the other side of his mother. The children laughed. They were so interested in watching this little creature that Grandma had to leave them and go back to her work. The hours passed by very quickly and very happily. There were so many things to do. Of course, Joyce had to write a long letter to her mother telling her about the bee sting, the little calf, and many other interesting things. See, earlier in this story, in the front part, but not really in this story, but Joyce got too close to her grandpa's beehives, and she got a sting. Well, after the sting got better, and then Grandma told her that there's other bee stings that she's going to talk about that are much deeper than that bee sting. Late in the afternoon, The children remembered how pumping water for the cows. They thought they would pump the trough full. See, they were helping Grandpa with the chores. They thought they'd pump the trough full ahead of time. And it was such fun that they kept on pumping until the trough overflowed and the ground around it was all muddy. After supper, they let down the bars for the cows to come through. The cows had just finished drinking when Don slipped in the mud and fell backwards right into the trough. Won't that be quite a sight? He kicked and splashed about trying to get out. Joyce got a good drenching when she tried to help him. Grandpa came to rescue and fished him out. And then they all had a good laugh. Even Don. Don and Joyce could not watch the milking that night because they had to go to the house and put on dry clothes. Later in the evening, they reminded Grandma that she had promised to tell them a story. They drew their chairs close to hers, and she began. It was to be a story about a bee, wasn't it? Well, the bee has a sharp sting, and it does go very deep. I hope it will never sting me, then, said Joyce. I hope not, said Grandma. The boy and girl in my story were stung severely. But it was all their own fault, as you shall see. Anne and her brother lived near a pond. This is a story now that Grandma was going to say. It was great fun to slide on the ice. Oftentimes, they would slide across it on their way to school. One morning, as their mother buttoned their coats, she said, "Don't go across the ice this morning, children. It was beginning to thaw." The temperatures were not as cold as they were, and the water and ice started getting more thin. She said, "It's dangerous." "No, we won't," they promised. When they reached the pond, Willie said, "Why, see, Anna, how hard and thick the ice looks. Come on, let's slide across it." Instantly, the bee began to buzz in Anna's ear. "Bzzz, bzzz." "Don't do it," said the bee. "It's dangerous, you promised Mother." "We'd better not, Willie," said Anna quickly. "We promised Mother, you know." "But Mother will never know." How many of you ever thought of that? "Mom will never find it out." Did somebody ever think of that? Do something, Mom's not going to find it out. Dad's not going to see it. How is he going to know? He's not even home. "But you promised," buzzed the bee again. "Mother thought the ice was thawing," added Willie. "She won't care when she knows it isn't. You may do it as you like. You may do as you like, Anna. But I'm going to slide across right now." When Anna saw her brother starting across the pond, she followed in spite of the bee. But they had gone only a little way when the ice began to crack and then gave away under them. Anna turned and hurried back to the bank. But Willie had gone too far. She saw him go down into the icy water. Anna quickly ran to the road, screaming to the top of her voice, "Willie went through the ice! Willie went through the ice!" A man was passing by at that moment. He picked up a board and ran to the pond as fast as he could. He reached Willie just in time to save him. He dragged the lad up into the bank, and when he worked over Willie until at last Willie opened his blue eyes and asked faintly, "Where am I?" Then he took Willie home to his mother. See, Willie almost died. He almost drowned. She thanked the man and God for saving the life of her disobedient boy. Mother punished Anna for her disobedience in going into the ice. But she decided that Willie had already had his punishment. For many weeks, Willie was a very sick boy. When at last they carried him downstairs, he laid on the sofa day after day, pale and quiet, sadly changed from the merry, romping Willie of the other days. Spring came, but it was still a long time before he could go into the woods with Anna and hunt wildflowers or sail his toy boat on the pond. There was no more school for Willie that year. As Anna trudged off alone, day after day, she seemed to hear again and again the buzzing of the bee around about her ears. Bzzz, bzzz, you promised mother. Remember that? You promised mother. I heard it so plainly, and she would say to herself, it must have been my conscience, but I wasn't listening. I almost lost my brother. The old farmhouse kitchen was very quiet for a moment after Grandma had finished her story. Nothing was heard but the ticking of the old-fashioned clock. I am so glad it didn't happen. Quiet like Joyce, said Joyce at last. What was the bee's name, Grandma? Be obedient. Can you all remember that? Be obedient. I'm sure your parents tell you that. It has sometimes stung boys and girls so deeply that the hurt was never healed. A sting like that, said Joyce thoughtfully, would be far worse than the one I got in the orchard the other day. But, said Grandma cheerily, this bee will never bother you if you listen to its first little buzz. When your mom, dad says not to do something, don't go here, stay away. You hear that little buzz bee in your mind. That's the bee telling you you're supposed to be obedient, not to go, not to do. We will, Grandma, we will, cried the little children and scampered upstairs to bed and soon drifted off into the land of dreams. So that's the end of the bee stories. I would like to sometime read the rest of the stories too and see if you can learn from them. Another verse in 1 Peter 1, verse 14. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. So I think that is saying to not fashioning yourself is to not try to deck yourself out with all sorts of things that are not necessary. When your parents said, no, I don't think we're not going to put that on. We don't need that. Or, yeah, just whatever, not fashioning yourself. And so I think that's all I have. I'm going to pray, and then I got a Smartie for each one of you. And I think there's probably about as many Smarties in that pack as what the bee stories are. So maybe if you just take one Smartie for today, and then next time I read one, you take another Smartie. How would that work? That would be pretty hard, wouldn't it? No, you're welcome to eat them all. So let's pray, and then you can get your treat. Dear Lord, we come before you this time. We just thank you again, Lord, for all these children, precious souls here that are growing up in homes. We pray, Lord, that the parents raise up godly seed in their home and teach them the ways of obedience and all the other bees, and being honest and truthful and joyful and kind and gentle. And there's a bunch of them, and may those stick to our hearts as we grow up. We will never forget them. So Lord, we just want to commit this time to you. Just pray for the rest of the service, and bless the rest of the service as we sit and listen today. Have open ears to hear, and allow the word to have free course in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.